It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Imagine wanting to listen to some music and going to Facebook to do it. Looks like that will be an option pretty soon. Facebook is reportedly preparing to launch a music service later this month. Elliot Van Buskirk is the editor of Evolver.fm. He says the move makes sense because the future of music is social.
The most interesting thing happening right now is this idea of listening together, and sometimes even at the same time. So you're chatting about music with your friends as you listen to it. And so what's important about Facebook getting involved is they're really going to bring this to the mainstream. You know, many of us already have all of our friends set up on Facebook. Facebook will start integrating with just about every major music service you can think of. And there will be a new tab that lets you see what people are listening to and join them.
Wait, so you see this as a place you can go on Facebook and I can see that my friend Bob is listening to Neil Diamond and then I just join in at the same point in the song that Bob's hearing?
Exactly. I before they announced this, we can't really say anything for sure, but all evidence points in that direction.
Those services he's talking about are things like Pandora or Spotify or Ardio, all these online companies that stream music to you. You either subscribe or have to listen to some ads once in a while. The idea is that Facebook would take all those options and run them through Facebook. It used to be so much simpler. Get out the record, put it on the player, hear music. It's a different world now.
If you think things are confusing with an iPod and a smartphone and a tablet and a computer, you know, just wait until the television really takes off as an app platform, and after that, the car. That's a lot of transferring music if you're not using a subscription type service. You know, if you're actually connecting a cable every time, it's a full-time job. You have to be kind of a music admin. So these subscription services are great because all of these devices access that account. And there's none of that ugly DRM, the digital rights management, that we used to really all be bothered by as music fans, because the device itself can authenticate you. Your phone knows who you are.
Look, no one's going to take away your vinyl records. But Elliot says down the road, as these new offerings get more established,
I think that things will get more simple. Facebook has a tremendous number of users that seem to have figured out how it works. And if this comes down to just a simple tab of Bob is listening to this song, do you want to listen? I think we can get our heads around that. You know, finally, there's a chance that all of this stuff will be brought together and maybe we'll be able to share across these services so that it doesn't matter which one I like and which one you like. We can still listen together.
Read more at marketplacetech.org. While there, sign up for our daily memo, All You Need to Know About Tech, zapped to your inbox. Remember in Return of the Jedi where the Emperor is electrocuting Luke with his fingers, but Darth Vader stops him?
No!
Right now you're thinking, I don't remember Vader saying no. That's because he didn't. But George Lucas just changed it. New Blu-ray versions of the Star Wars films feature Vader saying no, because apparently throwing the Emperor down a huge pit didn't convey that sentiment sufficiently. Also, the Ewoks now blink. Here's my plan. Buy a VCR, find cassettes of the three original movies in their original form, hide out and watch them, and pretend George Lucas never put anything else on screen ever. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.